Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Straight to the VIP line to talk to Broncos former first-round pick in 2008 from Boise State. You know him, you love him. He's Ryan Clady joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. Ryan, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. As always, talking to you about football is fun. So, Ryan, let's jump into it. You know what it takes to play offensive tackle at the highest level in the National Football League. What are some of the best attributes, not only from your game, but from others? What does it take to play offensive tackle, left tackle, at the highest level in the NFL, in your opinion?
I think it kind of starts with foot speed and your quickness with your feet. And then from there, I think it's just a combination of just any size. I mean, it can't be too small. Your arms can't be too short. In order to keep some of these D linemen at bay. I think those are probably the two main attributes that probably work the best. Hands as well. I mean, that's kind of lower on the list because that's something you can develop more than just a God-given ability. So I think those are the main things.
Brian, we were just talking about The Last Dance before you came on, and most people have this idea that Michael Jordan was a tyrant. And you and I both know as former athletes, there's a lot of things that take place in the locker room and on the field. Have you, in your 9 years playing, have had to, you know, jump in the face or, like Cecil said, like to get in the kitchen of a guy who wasn't really towing his weight? And if you were on the opposite side of that, how did you react when someone stepped to you and said, hey, listen, I need you to step up your game?
I never necessarily went through that. I feel like a lot of times in the NFL as opposed to basketball where, you know, it's a small amount of guys with bigger teams, and usually it's the coaches that are getting on guys that are up to speed, and or usually you kind of find those things out in training camp, and that player usually doesn't, you know, either make the team or just doesn't end up being very successful. So a lot of times, by the time you got your 53-man roster, most of those guys are, you know, very capable of getting the job done for the most part.
He's Ryan Clady, former Broncos offensive tackle, former first-round pick. Of course, you remember him well from the 2008 NFL draft class. And, Ryan, I feel the last time this team had bookend tackles was with you and Ryan Harris. What a great combination. Broncos have been looking for that. This year, it should be Garrett Bowles at left tackle and then Juwan James at right tackle. Let's talk about Bowles and just what you've seen from him during his pro career. You know, what's he doing well? What's he doing better? What does he still need to improve? What do you see when you watch the Broncos' current starting left tackle?
Yeah, I think he's definitely had a well-documented slow start to his career. But I've seen a lot of improvement. I think he's definitely put some work in. And later on in this past season, 2019 season, he was playing at a much higher level. I think one of the main things is hands with him because he's got some pretty good feet, is what you mean for a left tackle. But I think his hands and just kind of awareness, too, a lot of those holding calls can somewhat be avoided. With just learning the game more and just having awareness of positions you're in and whatnot. So I think those are a couple of things he definitely has improved on, and hopefully he can have a good year this year and, you know, obviously get a good contract as well.
Ryan, when you look at this team as a whole, now it's been constructed from top to bottom, what would you say is the weakest position group on the Broncos roster?
Oh, man, you got that hard.
Yeah, hey.
That's one question. Like, I'm over here studying the Broncos every day. You guys definitely know that better than me. But, I mean, I think what you're hinting at is, you know, the offensive line right now will probably be one of the weaker position groups, especially now with all the draft picks to bolster up the tight end position and wide receivers as well. As far as offense, defense, honestly, I'm pretty sure, what is it, linebacker maybe? You guys, like I said, you guys will know better than me as far as, especially on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah, well, maybe linebacker, maybe corner, but that's a very strong side of that offense, of that defense and of this team. He's Ryan Clady. Let's talk about The Last Dance and also kind of compare and contrast, if you can, Ryan, Peyton Manning to Michael Jordan, because I was around y'all, you know, out there at the facility and all that, and watched when Peyton showed up and how everything changed, and, you know, been out there from your day one with the team and just observing the way that you work, the way that you're tireless in your effort and the work ethic that you have on the football field. What were your thoughts on The Last Dance and just those ultimate competitors like Michael Jordan, like a Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I mean, this documentary has been awesome. Especially, I was obviously pretty young in the mid to late 90s, so giving me a lot more insight of what was going down with those Bulls. But yeah, but comparison to Peyton is definitely just the attention to detail with Peyton. I don't think he was definitely got after some of the tight ends and wide receivers. I don't know if they all loved him all the time, but he definitely commanded respect and just was able to put us in positions to win. And just the greatness you see in it. Every day he's working. He's the first one in the building, last one out. And it made you want to work better, too.
So you called it quits after 9 years in the NFL. And as you look back on your career, Ryan, are there any moments that you wish that you could have back and you would have done differently if you had a do-over?
Wow. I'm not sad. I mean, I feel like early in my career, I definitely could have had a better diet. And just been a little better about, you know, what I ate and off-season training, things like that. But as far as, I don't think I really have any regrets. I mean, I wish it was got lucky and a couple of the injuries didn't pop up. definitely would have had a longer career.
But, I get that.
For sure. But, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it.
He's Ryan Clady, former Broncos offensive tackle, a former first-round pick, joining us right here on Nick and Cecil. And, Ryan, certainly appreciate your time. My final question for you just has to do with, what are you doing for fun? You know, we like to have a lot of fun on this show. We'll, you know, frequently reference Batman or some other nerdy thing, whether it's video games, Call of Duty, you know, whatever. We're constantly quoting Friday or Martin Lawrence or whatever. But, like, so what are you doing for fun these days? What do you like to do and enjoy in your free time?
Oh, I definitely been golfing. Like, well, obviously not a lot since the pandemic went down, but that's definitely a hobby that I picked up and I love doing. I actually, right when I retired, I got my clubs out of storage and got the dust off of them. And I found out one of my uncles golfed, which I never even knew. And then now we hang out more than ever, which has been awesome. And just hanging out with buddies too, golfing is just a good time.
So Ryan, people, when they refer to DBs, which the position I play, they say, well, you guys are wide receivers that didn't have great hands, right? And I've always resented that statement. But if you could have played another position, what position would you have played?
Good question. I mean, if I could have dropped some weight, maybe D-line. I played D-line in high school, and I wasn't too bad at it, but obviously – I kind of grew out of it, so.
D-line, not like handling the pill, not tight end, not running back, nothing like that?
Actually, funny story. The first time I tried out for football in my high school, it was my sophomore year, and it was D-line and tight end. And I think within two practices, they're like, no, you're going to have to be D-line and O-line.
Wait a minute, Cecil. So that means, okay, the whole idea that DBs don't have hands, then that means Ryan Clady, he didn't have hands either.
No, I'm pretty sure it was pretty bad, man.
All right, well, he turned in an excellent, excellent pro career with the Denver Broncos. Of course, 2008 first-round pick, Ryan Clady. Ryan, we certainly appreciate the walk down memory lane and appreciate you for joining the show, man. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
And there we have him. VIP line, Ryan Clady coming through, being honest.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.